People coming to ask Jesus for a sign are really asking to be persuaded into belief. And there are various schools of thought about this. Amongst human beings, we're constantly trying to persuade one another of our point of view. And sometimes we may feel that such an attitude is correct in religious terms as well. I think that it's important to remember the way in which God goes about his revelation and his appeal to humanity. And here we are with incident which is recorded in every one of the Gospels. People coming to ask for a sign from Jesus to prove that they ought to believe in him. And in all the Gospels, Jesus refuses any other sign except his own self. And there's the definition in the Gospel. The only sign this wicked generation will be given is the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be a sign to this generation. If you want it in the form that John gives it, we have it in the story of the multiplication of the loaves, when the Jews ask him, "What sign will you give us to make us believe in you? Our fathers had manna in the desert to eat." The scripture says, he gave them bread from heaven. And Jesus takes that quotation and amplifies it and says, don't say that Moses gave you bread from heaven and asked me to do the same. The meaning of the verse is that he, the Father, gives you the bread from heaven. And the bread that the Father gives you is my own teaching. Come to me then and learn. So the Son of Man is to be his own sign, the only sign. And people have to make their mind up about him. Soon we shall be reading three stories. The story of the woman at the well in Samaria, who has to make her mind up about Jesus, and then goes into the Samaritan town and says, I wonder if I have found the Messiah. And then the story of the man born blind. Behind Jesus' back, a great debate is set off about whether he's a decent person or not. Having worked a miracle on the Sabbath, half the crowd decide he is a sinner. And the blind man stoutly maintains against them, "I don't know if he is a sinner or not. All I know is I was blind, and now I can see. If this man were not from God, he could have done nothing at all." And thirdly, we read the story of the raising of Lazarus, where Jesus will call out with a voice that gives life, and Lazarus will come forth from the tomb. And the Jewish authorities will move from there to decree the death of this life-giving man, because the people are beginning to leave them. So the question of the sign is a moot one. Does not Jesus in fact give great signs? But the signs that he gives are rejected and eventually prove to seal his own fate. And the most sincere thing we can say about the work of Jesus is that unless people are prepared to accept him, then the signs become valueless or even negative. And Jesus, of course, knows this. He knows that if he is not trusted for himself, then no amount of proof will do. And so we have tonight an exaltation in the scripture of this moment of judgment. Think about it. God is giving us a judgment, a time of judgment, we must use to make up our mind. What do you say? Who do you say I am? Jesus' earthly fate depended upon this. When he stood before Pilate said, "Who are you?" And Jesus would make no answer. And the great question which has to be answered must be answered by us. We have to make our act of faith the answer. And Jesus will not open his mouth to assist us, because this is the whole point of the way he's come into the world in humility, to leave us freedom, to leave us space, so that when we decide, when we make our act of faith, it will be a completely personal one, in which we've used all our God-given freedom to choose. We may say by analogy that God suffers all the evil that has ever been done to his children in the world, and doesn't intervene, and doesn't take away our liberty. All for this, so that when we make our decision about his son, it will be our decision from our heart. And I think that is one way of looking at this time of Lent, that we make and reinforce our decision to belong to Christ. Not because of something he has done to persuade us, not because of some mammoth sign which we can't read in any other way, but because of his appeal to us to change our hearts and to receive the word of life. Thank you.